You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning. You are listening to What's the Difference, and I am your host, Gina Della, sitting alongside Ross Sabaki, and super excited this morning. Our topic is the art of entertaining clients. I think that's going to hit home, Ross, with everybody, don't you?
Yeah, I believe it will. Yep. At some point, everybody entertains.
Every personal, business owner, every leader, even Pancake. Do you entertain? You know what? We spend so much time, especially I feel like at Pella, we spend so much time focusing on the product, the service, or the transaction. And everybody listening, does that hit home? Can you relate to that? That we focus so much on training it or with our client or partner, the product, the service, you know, and the transaction. But at the end of the day, Ross, what really makes the difference are the relationships.
All the way through. Right? From start to end, whether it's a relationship with our customers, internal, external. Yeah, everyone.
Yep. And I think so many of those become memorable experiences because of what they've done with us. And I know I can speak. This is what I do every single day with all of the partners we have with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Entertaining means different things too, because we have clients that walk into our showroom every single day. It's not necessarily like we're taking them out to dinner, but it is our job to make them feel comfortable and entertained when they're in our showroom.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think is what's the best way to entertain somebody? And meaning like, what do you need to do first before you can entertain someone?
Well, I would say make them feel warm and welcomed.
Yeah, I would agree. Warm, welcome, and probably get to know them.
Build rapport.
Yep.
You know, we try to make sure when people walk into the showroom, what are you looking for? How can we help you? Is it a specific direction we should point you towards? Because also, I never want to cross the line when people come to the showroom. Obviously, it's different than going to Von Maur for clothes. They're obviously coming there for a reason. But I don't like also being hounded when I go to stores.
Correct.
And they're on you. And so I want to be careful that we're not hounding the person either, and they are feeling comfortable, like you just said.
Yeah, and that you're guiding them. And I think what you just said probably relates the same thing for entertaining, right? Because you want to be the same exact thing, whether it's a customer walking in or one of your partners that you're going to go through and entertain them. You want to do the same thing. You want to guide them, but you want to get to know them of like what's important to them.
And I think so many times you want them to feel like you're their friend. Like they've known you forever. And I think we do a good job of that. We get that feedback all of the time. And we're going to talk through some of that and building that rapport. And in our first segment, why entertaining matters. So I'm super excited to get into that. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. All right. Welcome back to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della, sitting with Ross, who I didn't even ask how he was, and I apologize.
You're excited. That's okay.
I am excited because I think this is a super important topic that sometimes gets overdone or gets missed. And I want to give some of the reasons why it matters.
Do you know why this is an important topic to you and why your listeners should probably know this too?
Tell us, please, Ross. I hate when you make me have to guess what you're thinking.
It feels like school, right?
Yes.
Well, Miss Gina Della, the reason that you are so passionate and like this so much is you are exceptional at this. You do a fantastic job.
Oh, he was giving me a compliment,
yes.
And I was real sassy. Okay, keep going. What were you saying,
right,
Ross?
Exactly. No, you do a very good job, and you do a very good job for this because you get to know the individual. You make them feel special, like that their time is valuable, right? That's important. You also understand them. You ask them a lot of questions about them to get to know them so that when you do something with them, whether it's small, it's big, it's event, or it's a one-on-one time, it's really personable to that person, and they feel that. And I think that's a really important key, right, for our listeners to understand.
I have so much Catholic guilt right now for being so sassy to you, but thank you for that.
You're welcome.
It is. I mean, when you are entertaining people, that is the other thing. You don't want to go overboard. You want to also be respectful of their time.
Yep.
And always ask, even if it's a luncheon, do you have a hard stop so that if you have a server, you're able to make sure to ask for that check right away. There's so many different pieces of it. You know, in my opinion, one of the reasons why entertaining matters so much is it starts to build that trust and rapport.
Yeah, correct.
And
loyalty, too, I would almost say.
Exactly.
Yep.
Clients, partners, whatever you call them in your business, that trust and rapport builds the loyalty. So mm-hmm. when it's such a competitive world out there in each of our industries that you don't want someone to be able to just sweep who you're working with away. And when they're loyal, it's just like anything else. It's not about how much something costs many times, is it?
Yeah, it's harder to say no to a friend.
Oh, for sure. Oh, that was beautiful, Ross.
You're
they
welcome.
Do become friends.
They do. Aww. And you feel the same way, right? You're excited to talk to them, call them. They're excited to take the call from you. And that's why these things of doing these, of entertaining, we're going to call it, it gives you the chance to build a relationship outside of that environment where you're traditionally doing it, right? You're not going through spreadsheets or pitching your product. I mean, you have plenty of time for that. This is the time to get to know them, to build that relationship and understand what's important to them and then for them to understand what's important to you.
So right there, one of the reasons why it's so important is it will help you help build that loyalty between you and your client mm-hmm. or partner. And, you know, word of mouth. I know here at Good Karma Brands, which houses The Truth, WTMJ, and ESPN, I cannot begin to tell you how many people I refer here. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, if you want advertising that works and you want people that care and listen to your needs, mm-hmm. not just try to take you to lunch so you sign a contract, they literally listen. They want to know all the facets of your business,
yep.
and then they build a proposal so creatively. All of you don't know this because we're not on camera, but every single time we're here, my MC, Ryan Heft, always sits in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every time.
He cares.
Yep.
He sits and takes time out of his week every week to sit and listen to our show and makes recommendations because he knows Pella inside and out.
Cool, correct. Yeah, because he knows your account.
And
you have a relationship
account.
With him, too.
We have a relationship.
Yep. And he does bring you water every morning, too. Let's.
He does. Today is Spindrift. I'm addicted to it. And then it takes us to why else it's important. It creates, which seems like it's obvious, an emotional connection. You said it earlier. People buy from people they like and trust.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You want to spend time with the people that you like. So you want to find a way to be able to, right, to get to know someone better.
So examples of what you can do. And we've talked about this on another show, thank you cards, personalized handwritten thank you cards. It's
yes.
a lost art.
Mm-hmm.
It means so much. Obviously, a thank you dinner. But you better be prepared if you're taking somebody out to dinner to ask them questions to make them feel important and you really want to know about their business.
Let me ask you this question. You do this a lot. How do you know what place to take that person to dinner?
Because you've asked things, you've gotten to know them. I don't think there's one partner I have that does not know I'm the hugest steak eater.
Correct. What do you ask? Are you direct? Are you asking that person that you're starting to develop their relationship? Are you like, what's your favorite food? What do you ask them to get to know that?
I literally ask that. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a carnivore. Are you? You know, and
perfect.
I do that before we ever even talk about going out
correct.
To dinner. It's questions they don't realize I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. For the future.
So for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that ahead. Absolutely. And it makes people who, right, they all want to talk about themselves. What's in it for me or what's all about me, right?
Correct. And
they
you do that. I've
it.
Heard you subtly do that about birthdays, too. You'll subtly ask a question just to find out when their birthday is.
You know what? This, you made me think of something else. And it's a little, it's off of entertaining, but I also, in advance, I go to Target and I buy the most gorgeous cards. I don't know how to say the manufacturer, Pepperis or whatever. They're gorgeous. They're literally $8 to $9 a card. Almost every single time someone asks me if I made it, that's how beautiful
oh, yeah, yeah.
they are. Mm-hmm. And I do that with birthdays. And then do you know how special that makes people feel?
Mm-hmm.
They had no idea even knew their birthday, but you do it subtly.
Yeah. It's recognition.
And I love that you brought that up.
And it shows that you paid attention, right? You paid attention and you listened and you remembered.
And cared.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct.
Listen to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things is we always aim at our showroom visits to make it more than a transaction. I want clients, partners, our customers to feel cared for. So when our reps are inviting people to our showroom, I think it's really important that they have found out things they love. You know, what do you like snacks? If it's many times our reps are there over the dinner hour, and it's usually larger projects, so they're there for 2-3 hours and they're starving. Mm-hmm. Please make sure to find out what they like in advance so we can have snacks or even have something brought in for dinner. What drinks do they like? How special are they feeling? And also being considerate, it's the dinner or lunch hour.
Well, correct, right. And it helps bring them in, right? It brings them in, and then the time spent doesn't feel as long.
Absolutely. Yep. All right, when we return, we're going to give tips on how to entertain well. You are listening to What's the Difference? I'm Gina Della. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to What's the Difference? I am Gina Della. We are now going to talk about, give you some tips on how to entertain well. Ross, you always put me on the spot and ask questions, so I'm going to put you on the spot. You have to know your client, partner. I'm going to use both words because a lot of people refer to them as partners now because it really is a partnership, right?
Mm-hmm.
It really, really is a partnership. And you want to tailor whatever the experience is you're doing to them. Whether it's casual, formal, family-friendly, professional. What are your thoughts on that when you think of when I say that?
I was wondering what the question was. That's what I was mentally preparing for it. Well, here's knowing your audience is one. Probably the other thing, too, is thinking about what term in the relationship are you, right? That actually plays a factor in, too. If this is the first time that you're having kind of that social interaction, whether it's going out to dinner, so you may choose the location based upon that as well, too, whether it's a casual, quiet place or is it more of a fun vibe that's loud, that has a lot of higher amp and energy to it. That's probably important because you know your audience first, of that person you're going to be with, what's going to cater to them, and then also where are we at in this? You know, we're at that point of kind of first interaction, so we probably be a little quieter so that we can spend that time really getting to know each other and hear each other. As we start to get to develop that relationship, we might want to take the energy up a level, right? It's funner. It's more lively, more loud, but we don't have to listen as closely to each other.
You know, I love that because you do have to – you're first going to have that initial couple meetings. Mm-hmm. There's that – what that looks like. And then there's once you do go to those first couple meetings of entertaining, whatever that looks like, and you do get to know that person. Again, I can speak from personal experience. My partners ask the right questions and they know, for example, all I care about right now is Sophia Joy Della, my 2.5-year-old granddaughter. So when they are entertaining me or offering things for me to do, it's family friendly because then I'm more apt to take them up on the event or the entertainment, not necessarily an event, but what they're inviting me to because I already work 55, 60 hours a week. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take more time away that I can't be spending with. And also now my new grandchild, Grayson, and one to come in 2 more weeks. So they're family friendly, which is means a lot. And again, it develops that friendship and trust. And I love them. I like that they do that.
Yeah. Well, they're very considerate to you.
So considerate.
And they're making sure that it revolves around what's important to you. Right. Versus... we talk about Pella Windows and Doors and some of the things we have events. We have to make sure that that event caters to the audience and the people that are coming in, right? We can't just have them come in and now we're going to spend 45 minutes and just talk about windows and doors and engineering that goes behind it. That doesn't probably resonate with everyone. We got to find the right.
And many of you do have showrooms based on what your industry is. Many of you have showrooms. And when you are trying to entertain, inviting them to your showroom is absolutely an form of entertainment. Make sure it is family friendly. Make sure, for example, it's the best money you can spend on expense. You have the mess-free markers, so you don't have to worry about a child, and the parents aren't worrying about their children coloring on the wall or ruining something. There's mess-free where nothing goes on the wall. Think of those things ahead of time. And if that's not your specialty, ask parents that, you know, work within your company. what can our children's area look like? So parents don't have to be worried about that and they're distracted.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And so that they're entertained too. So
keep the kids entertained.
Yep.
And one of the things I also think is a fun add-on is have a small Bluetooth by your kids' area playing nursery rhymes, dependent on the age of the children that are playing there. Nursery rhymes are really fun, or toddler songs. Again, do you know how considerate that parent, the parents are going to think you are that you took care of that and you kept, quote unquote, their kids entertained?
And the beautiful thing about something like that is that's controlled, generally speaking, from your receptionist. We'll call it a brand ambassador. They can control that remotely and then adjust appropriate music depending on who's there and turn it on and off. Because probably if I'm walking around, I don't want to hear nursery rhymes. But at that point, when if I have kids and my kids are there, then yes, I do.
You know, something really special with the art of entertaining. Again, we're at Good Karma Brand, so I'm going to talk about something they've done so special for me. Greg Scalzo took myself, my husband out to dinner, John and Ann Kalowertz, and we went to Carnivore, which with Tausch, it was amazing. It was delicious. But we opened up the menu, and it welcomed each one of us. We each had our own menu.
Nice. Personalized.
That they had, Scales had taken the time to get personalized.
Yeah.
None of us expected it. I didn't even know Carnivore did that. Mm-hmm. You see, those are the things.
Yep.
It created a memory, and it also gave me an idea for, you know, clients we want to take out or customers that have done half the project and we want them to come back for more. Whatever the case is, we can now, it gives us great ideas as well.
It does. And it, but like you said, it made it specialized and personalized to that individual. Like you took the time out to go through to do that. You know, they felt special. Question, did yours just say steak? Is that what you're, is it, you're ready just like steak, 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 steak?
No, we opened, we all had, it was at the same menu everybody gets at Carnivore, but in the, at the very top, it welcomed.
Oh,
welcome,
yes.
Welcome Gina Della, and it was cute, Gina Della from Pella. Welcome,
yes.
John Kalowertz. Welcome, Ann. And I couldn't figure out why Scales was so worried about where we were sitting. I'm like, you've
to
never done that
sure
before.
To make sure that the right menu's in front. Oh, of course. Yes.
And he was so early, almost assigning. It was just cute. It was really special. You know, and another thing to entertain well is you want to make sure scale matters, from coffee meetings to grand dinners like we just talked about. Each has its place.
What do you think those places are? I mean, what is an example? I mean, I think I have an idea generally, but I you do more of this, so you're very good at that. I almost think the initial interaction, you know, that's a nice coffee. That's, you know, something we can spend a little bit of time, just slowly develop their relationship. Where do you see where that grand dinner, where those bigger events come into play?
That is, I think, when you are building those proposals, or you just signed the proposal and you're thanking them. You spent all the time listening to learn, not to reply. You built a beautiful proposal for that prospect, and now they're ready to move forward. What a wonderful way to thank them. And if you did your what we're talking about right, you know so much about them. And if they're bringing their spouses, you've asked enough questions that it is a wonderful, beautiful grand dinner.
So it's a big thank you.
It's a gigantic thank you. All right. When we return, we're going to recap how to entertain properly. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina and Ross. Welcome back to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki. You know what, Ross? I had a good friend, and I'm going to call him out right now, Mark Blutstein. He's like, Gina, who gets up at 6:30 in the morning? And I have to remind everybody, you don't have to get up at 6:30 in the morning. Tell everybody you can download Spotify, or what are all the examples? I always do Spotify.
Just say streaming.
Streaming.
Any streaming service you choose.
Yes. And you can download our podcast right there, which comes out approximately noon on Saturdays after our show. So Mark Blutstein did it and loved it. You can do it at your convenience.
So he went right to WTMJ and grabbed it from there, or he went, oh, no, he went streaming Spotify.
I text him the Spotify because I know how to do that. Once you teach me one thing, I'm just going to stick to that. I don't need to do other things. I don't need to overcomplicate it. I want all of you today, I want you to think about what is one client or one partner you can surprise or delight this week. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I am for Pella. we had a very special customer of ours who did a huge project. And this couple was nice enough to do two commercials for us on what their experience was. And I purposely asked, I don't know if you noticed, I was asking them, Mike and Jen, a lot of questions.
Yes, I did.
And I have created what I'm going to do to send them a thank you
for
letting us create two beautiful TV spots, because their home was one of the most beautiful homes I've quite honestly ever been in. Would you agree?
Yeah, and they were just great people, right? They were so open and just wanted to share their experience, which was phenomenal.
Right. And I mean, this house was, it never ended. I didn't even know we could make that many Pella windows for one home. And it just shows you, it doesn't matter who, I'll just say this person worked for Microsoft. It doesn't matter what their position, it's the human. And they were the warmest, and his wife worked for the military. They were the warmest, genuine couple. And this is a form of entertaining when we send this thank you, and it will be on behalf of me and you when I send this, and Bill Glitch, their amazing sales rep. That is a form of entertainment that we are going to send this beautiful thank you.
Because it builds upon that relationship that you started.
Yes. So that is all of your to-dos, is I want you to think of a special client or partner. What can you do to make them feel special entertaining this week? And then next week, we are super excited to talk about the power of events. I feel like this just flows beautifully into the power of events and what events look like.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Have a great Saturday and a great week. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.